everybody in your sight. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show, broadcasting live from the Cortez Wealth Management Studios on this 16th of July, 2021. My name is Stu Peters. Earlier this week, we brought you leaked emails. Those emails were penned by Todd Insler, Master Executive Chair to the Airline Pilots Association. In those emails, he was using incredibly grotesque, extremely inexcusable language directed at a pilot who simply had questions regarding the legality of perceived coercion mandates in a letter of approval between that association and United Airlines pilots. Now, that LOA unequivocally forces pilots to take the needle in the arm or sit out, ride the pine, stay out of the cockpit, be at home, on the couch, earning no pay. Now, we discussed how incredibly dangerous that is for you and your family when you're traveling by air, as the threat of pilots throwing blood clots while at the controls of these $230 million aircraft at 40,000 feet has been medically documented and publicly disseminated. Fact checkers can't argue. There's just no arguing that this is a serious issue. Now, we have previously reported on 4 confirmed deaths of British Airways pilots. They all died within 1 week. All of them reportedly received the jab, now proven to contain a toxic substance called graphene oxide. Lead stories will lie to you and tell you that it's false. It is fact. Today, a tragic report is emerging. Dr. Jane Ruby is standing by. She's here to bring us yet another eye-popping bombshell. Now, we have discussed these 4 dead British Airways pilots. We have also covered several Delta pilots who are reported dead. An unconscious pilot was removed from the cockpit of a cargo plane on a Canadian runway. Thank God that plane had not been airborne. All of them had reportedly been jabbed with these shots being called vaccines. The Airline Pilots Association, along with major carriers like United, are taking a militant stance, really posturing against their pilots. And Dr. Ruby is here with yet another extremely horrific report to bring us today.
Yes, Stu, thanks for having me back. This is another bombshell, an airline we have not heard about or from. Yet it's a JetBlue. A pilot has come forward who's still actively in the company to let us know that 5 JetBlue pilots passed away between February of this year and May. There's no direct information yet about their jab status, but this pilot does acknowledge that the company is keeping that kind of thing very quiet. In fact, he said to us that as of 2021, the airlines ceased recognizing the passing of any employees with internal memos, unless, of course, the cause, in his words, were obviously not injection-related COVID. So these 5 pilots were based out of Logan Airport in Boston, and they ranged in age from 31 to 60. And I want to share with the audience today who these people are, because this is ridiculous. As we've told you before, we've been informed by the aviation industry and these internal whistleblowers that pilots are some of the most healthy workers in the world. Their health is scrutinized every 6 months. They have extensive physical exams, including blood work and urinalysis, as well as other analyses. So to find that 5 pilots have died within a 2 to 3 month period of this year is highly, highly suspicious. Now, I've provided your producers with the photographs of these people, and I want to share this with the audience because I think this is important. The first deceased pilot is Captain Robert Glenn Hampton. He's a former United States Air Force pilot. He's from Goldsboro, North Carolina, and Captain Hampton was only 60 years old. The second victim was Captain Alexander Ross Given. He died on February 17th of this year. He was only 50 years old, and he was a JetBlue pilot. The third pilot was Captain Benjamin C. Ingram, only 31 years old. And Stu, here's the interesting thing about Captain Ingram. They claimed in his obituary that he passed away from end-stage cancer. And the interesting thing is, from our internal whistleblower at JetBlue, gives us a little bit of context and said the cause of death for Captain Ingram was listed as cancer. But given the extensive health checkups that pilots get, this pilot said a diagnosis of cancer at any time would medically ground a pilot for at least 2 years. So how could this pilot die from cancer as his cause, end-stage cancer. He wouldn't have even been currently flying. And all five of these, by the way, I'm told, were currently active flying when they passed away. The next victim that I want to share with the audience is Captain Alan Herring, was only 47 years old. He was from Laurel Fork, Virginia. And then the last pilot to share with you is Mark Daigle. He is from Orlando, Florida. He was only 57 years old, Stu. And I wanted to share some additional information from this internal JetBlue pilot, who basically says the airlines have set up, at least his airline has set up, free injection sites throughout their systems. And it's very confidential to try to find out who has had the jab among their coworkers, and who wouldn't. But he said that it's really important to think about it, because the airlines themselves have told pilots, when you get your jab, there's going to be a 48-hour no-fly window afterwards. So the airlines themselves know that there is a danger to their pilots, and they give them that 48-hour window before they can come back. And this pilot also said, he's actually corroborating a lot of what we've previously reported from our other internal whistleblowers, that getting jabbed lifts many of the restrictions in bidding, ability to bid for higher paying jobs, longer destinations, more lucrative situations, which right now overrides their seniority status because they don't have the choice. And he closed by saying, most pilots love their profession. They're very safe-minded. They choose to be team players. And a lot of them, unfortunately, are trusting the system right now. But Stu, obviously, they're being wiped out.
A system that has been weaponized against them. And we see what happens when a pilot reaches out to the person who they pay this person's salary. Todd Insler, for example, at United Airlines, the executive master chairman to the United Airline Pilots Association, or to the Airline Pilots Association, is attacking people who ask a question. He is supposed to be representing the pilots, all of them, not just a specific group of them. And we've alluded to the stressful environment that this is creating. It's creating nothing but division amongst the pilot group, specifically in the cockpit. Is that dangerous? Any added stress for a pilot is obviously dangerous. So we've gone from 4 in a week at British Airways, multiple unconfirmed reports of Delta Airlines. They're keeping that really close to the chest, of course, because we are over here exposing all of this information. They don't want this stuff getting out. Believe me, this is not good for the airline's bottom line, which in turn is not good for the big hedge funds that are the financiers of these airlines. Who are those hedge funds managed by? Is it BlackRock? Is it Rockefeller Banking System? You know, I mean, these are really big players in the game. People are scared to death to talk about stuff like this. People end up dead, roadside bombs and weird accidents and heart attacks all the time for bringing forward information like this. So these airline pilots, they're being very careful. The airlines themselves are being very careful. They have a business to run. But then, you know, these Delta plus the British Airways plus this guy on the runway in Canada, and now five suspicious deaths of JetBlue pilots, and this information is coming from an active pilot with JetBlue Airlines. This is a story that we are obviously going to continue to follow. And you know, as far as that master chairman executive, Todd Insler, if he hasn't already been fired, terminated, he should resign. He should step down. He is not fulfilling his duty to these pilots to protect them, number one, but more so important, his job to protect the pilots, in turn protects families, you, me, our kids, traveling at 40,000 feet in these aircraft across the country, around the world, and these pilots are in serious danger. If the airlines, Dr. Ruby, are saying, they're cautioning, you know, in the international, cautioning jabbed passengers from flying, don't fly, you know, increased risk of blood flow, be very careful here. How can they then in turn do that? I mean, this is I'm living in bizarro world.
Stu, when that pilot who wrote to Insler and brought up the Nuremberg Code, he was doing it because he was trying to ask, how is this not violating, you know, our informed consent rights, our personal safety? And when Insler replied, he really touched, that pilot touched a nerve, because when Insler replied with such anger and said, just take the effing shot, you know that they're hitting a chord. They know that they're not on any solid legal ground to do this. And I think when all of this comes out, and I hope the pilots all coalesce who have not taken this jab, and maybe even those that have, and now know and now see the veil is dropped, what they were coerced into. I really hope that they can all come together and put a stop to this and shut down the airline industry, maybe for a day or a week, to get everyone's attention and stop this.
Insler has been offered free air travel, first class around the world, he and his family at any time for life. That's unethical and probably illegal. I have talked to multiple United Airlines pilots now since breaking that story on him and those leaked emails earlier this week. They have all said that they suspect that this is happening. They have questioned him about it. He has some way in a roundabout way kind of denied that that's, but has yet to prove that he has denied that agreement. He is being paid. He is being stipend. He is being compensated for leading these pilots to their potential death, and he doesn't care. But what's more important is, in turn, leading millions of daily air travelers directly into harm's way.
Yes, yes. This is the concern I think that everyone should have. The bigger concern, and you rightfully pointed out, is that every time you step on an airplane right now, a commercial airplane, you have no idea what the vaccine status is, number one. Number two, we're finding out more and more ugly news about what's in these vaccine injections. We're calling them vaccines erroneously, but what's in these injections, we see people, we see stories all around us that people are getting ill, they don't feel well. How many pilots and flight attendants have been jabbed who don't feel well, who have dizzy moments, who aren't feeling strong enough, who have profound fatigue in the middle of a flight, but they don't want to admit it because they, A, can't maybe put it together with the recent jab, and B, if they do, they're going to be yanked off and not be able to make a living. But eventually, Stu, if they don't all come together and figure this out, nobody's going to be making a living in that industry, and a lot of people are going to be hurt.
Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu.
So as we continue to bring the facts, the argument that'll be made by the lying communist propagandists sucking off the tit of the globalists that want you dead, also referred to as fact checkers over at Lead Stories, they might say, well, Peters has no proof. There's no proof that these pilots are dying from this injection. Well, I'll just trust that you'll defer to common sense. Hear me out on this one. Look at our history. Objectively ask yourself if at any time in our past, alarming numbers of pilots were just passing away, keeling over, dropping dead, particularly multiple pilots. Medically scrutinized, extremely healthy individuals held to some of the highest standards on planet Earth. And four of them within 1 week at one airline. And now five at another airline. It would be all over the place. There would be no way that you could escape that headline. Every single newsstand, every internet site that you went to, every major broadcast network, cable news networks. It would be everywhere. Pilots dropping dead. Caution. Don't fly. Warning. Everywhere. Your life is in danger. But they're not. Not only are they ignoring it, but they're suppressing it. They're outwardly attacking it. These people at Lead Stories, who are they owned by? Who finances them? These people at the USA Today, who are their chief financiers? Is Lead Stories running cover for the World Economic Forum? Is Klaus Schwab wargaming with the hedge funds that finance the major air carriers? Are those at the round table intentionally making air travel deadly with the hopes to push an agenda that includes a transition to pilotless aircraft? One could simply look at the industry-wide conferences available online like TED Talks. You'd have the same information as I. Airbus completed its initial A350 pilotless testing in 2019 and 2020. Boeing and Honeywell have had the technology for decades, and they're open about promoting it right out in the wide open on their publicly viewable websites. FedEx has recently conducted testing on its smaller cargo aircraft. This isn't science fiction. I mean, come on, folks. We have been told that the military has been very successful with its pilotless programs, and that also continues. Not only continues, but is being ramped up. So the questions are legitimate. Why is Master Executive Chairman Captain Todd Insler still employed by United, still reigning over pilots after sending an openly anti-Semitic ultimatum to a pilot who pays union dues for Insler's representation? If the airline was concerned about your safety, he'd be gone. and the incessant push to stick anything in the arm of a pilot, specifically something that's been scientifically proven to be harmful, would immediately cease. But if the transition to pilotless air travel to save billions per year in labor costs is the ultimate goal, maybe dying pilots and planes falling from the sky would create a public perception of unsafe human operators, thereby creating the justification that they need to eliminate that job altogether. And to do that, you'd have to purge the system of any non-compliant or uninjected pilots. So that LOA is suddenly starting to make sense. But besides the reality of your pilot dying in mid-flight, sending you to your final plummet to a fiery death, what does the FAA have to say about any of this? Why hasn't the Federal Aviation Administration held a press conference? Why aren't aviation officials running to the nearest broadcast camera to address the documented medical issues as pilots develop blood clots and myocarditis? You can't unvax pilots or anyone for that matter. And if the young pilots may have already forced themselves into compliance by getting injected, you have to keep in mind that they have to have medications to mitigate the risk of said blood clots and myocarditis. But what if those medications aren't aviation compliant, making even the compliant injected pilots, quote, not medically qualified to serve for flight? Trust in God. That's all we can do. Pray to the good Lord, trust in God when we are flying, and in any aspect of life, of course, but especially when we're flying. Speaking of trusting in God, you wouldn't believe it. It took me so much effort to keep this to myself. All week last week, I was the only one on the face of the planet that had access to this information. We are now announcing it because I had a pair of the Trust in God sock, now available at steponsocks.com. All of the deadly sins on the bottom, you can step on sins and tell the whole world that you trust in God. Go to steponsocks.com right now. And of course, get a 3-pack for just $17.76 of the brand new Trust in God sock. Of course, the legacy version still available. All of the globalists, Biden, Obama, the Clinton crime family, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi, all of their names boldly printed right on the bottom so you can snuff out and step on these snakes all day long. Also, don't forget, they are diversifying Second Amendment flags. I'm seeing selfies, people sending me pictures in my Proton mail. I love it. I love the sock selfies. I love the share of sock stories. Make sure that you do it. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get yourself a 3-pack of these 100% Patriot designed all cotton socks. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to steponsocks.com. Well, it's not just your career on the line or these pilots if you should be resistant or maybe a little hesitant to get a shot. But the same goes for your post-secondary education. Now, we've heard a great deal of concern from parents of young adults looking forward to returning to class this fall. And right now, you might be thinking, well, it's not happening to my child, not yet, but soon it will be. Mark my words. If you have not planned, your child will have to make a choice. Your child will be forced to sit at home and ask Alexa what the government wants him or her to do today. Collect a small check for their good subservience. And eliminate any desire to be a contributing member of society that aspires for greatness. It's happening. And Deanna Lorraine brings us yet another story of medical overreach that just proves the globalists absolutely want you dead. Deanna?
So we have to start acting as if we are in a war stance, Stu. And we're still not really doing that. And I don't know what it's taking. But it, just because Chinese or foreign troops are not right at our doorstep doesn't mean that we are not in a war. We are very much in a war. It's a different kind of war, and it's a much more serious war than we've ever been in. But I just don't know what it's going to take. And hopefully more stories like this. This beautiful young girl, Olivia Sandor, she just came out with a story yesterday that's just heartbreaking. So her whole life, she had wanted to go to Brigham Young University of Hawaii. And she had studied for it. She had worked her tail off. Imagine a young girl being that ambitious and knowing exactly where she wanted to go to school for college. She did that. And her whole high school, she worked her tail off to go. Finally, last year, she got accepted. She'd never been more exciting in her whole life. She was over the moon. But her dreams last year, last month, got killed because they said that she had to take a mandatory vaccine in order to actually attend in the fall. Her dream was crushed because she actually has been diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. And she got that because of a previous vaccine. And this was confirmed by her doctors, by her physicians. So she actually was in a very critical situation a couple of years ago where she almost was paralyzed. So she was immobile for a couple of months. And by the grace of God, she was able to walk again. So she doesn't want this, and it's been confirmed by her doctors and her health team. They don't want this new vaccine that's been rushed and untested to inflame this Guillain-Barré syndrome once again.
And just for clarification,
we've already heard reports of that.
It's not a vaccine, just for clarification.
We know it's not a vaccine.
Yeah.
And we've already heard reports. The FDA just added the syndrome to their label this week of this so-called vaccine. So she gets together with her health team, with her physicians that she had worked through this previous trauma with, and they wrote a medical exemption to the board of the Brigham Young University in Hawaii, thinking, of course, they're going to have a medical exemption. She's been through this road before. They declined. They didn't respond for 3 weeks. And then finally, they sent a letter saying, sorry, then you can't attend this university. We're not going to make any exemption for you. So then they wrote again to the director, the board, the principal, the dean. They went a step higher to the highest level they could get to this university and tried to appeal. And again, they waited a week or two, finally responded with, sorry, then you just can't go to our university. No apologies, no shame, just absolutely shameless. No, you are not exempt. Either get the jab or you can't come to school.
Hi, my name is Olivia Sandor, and today I'm on here to bring light to a situation that I feel is not getting enough attention. I have always had the dream of attending BYU Hawaii, and it was something that I pushed myself to work for in high school because I knew it would not be easy to get in. I applied last fall and was accepted in March, and I've literally never been happier. I was so proud of myself, and that's when I felt like all my hard work had paid off. I have been preparing to go to BYU ever since, and I have been so excited until June 16th of 2021 when they came out saying that they were mandating the vaccine for all of those who would be attending in the fall. To some, this may not seem or look like a big deal, but to me it is. In 2019, I was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, also known as GBS. This is an autoimmune disease caused by vaccines. During my sophomore year of high school, I was paralyzed from the waist down for over a month and could not move, and nor did I ever think I'd ever be able to walk again. Miraculously, and I swear by my faith, I was healed. When I had found out that BYU was going to be requiring the vaccine, I got together with a board of my medical providers, and we wrote out an exemption form, something that BYU Hawaii had made to seem very accessible to those who needed it. After going through the lengthy process to get this exemption, I waited 3 weeks to hear back from them. BYU Hawaii denied me a medical exemption. If I were to be vaccinated, it could end in permanent paralysis or death if it spread to my heart. This is obviously something I don't want to mess around with. So with that being said, me and my family took that response and went to a higher authority. We got in touch with the president of BYU and told him my story, what had happened, and how I was denied this exemption. After waiting the entire weekend to hear back if I was going to have them re-review my case or not, we finally heard back. Their medical board re-reviewed my case, and again, I was denied a medical exemption.
So she's now had to give up her dream that she's worked for her whole life because she won't get vaccinated because of a very legitimate reason. And of course, I would like for everybody to take their number or their email address and write them a little couple of words here. But of course, they chickened out as they normally do because they're spineless rats. And they wrote on their Instagram, this is the university. They said, we kindly ask that questions and comments concerning the COVID-19 vaccination be directed to COVID@brighamyounguniversity.edu to help mainstream communication in light of recent events on social media. In light of recent events on social media, they're not even acknowledging this poor girl's story. They're just trying to sweep it under the rug and not even take the heat for it. It's disgusting. And I think even more so, we can't let her story go in vain because there's hundreds of thousands of people all over the world that are dealing with this. And one story or two, they're just flailing in the wind if we don't support them. What are we going to do? And what are parents of children like this going to do to support this girl, Olivia, and her parents?
I just can't believe that we're living in a place where the media is not talking about this.
No, of course they're not going to talk about it.
Enough injuries to fill that university's stadium multiple times.
Right.
With victims.
Turning point. I'm sure she's probably going to be on Fox News tonight because the story just came out. It went viral on Instagram and TikTok. The Gateway Pundit just covered it. So I hope that someone is going to cover her story tonight. Probably no MSM, probably not a peep from CNN or MSNBC or anything. And they'll call her fake news, and they'll probably delete her Instagram posts and TikTok, most likely. But it's sick that they're coming to the defense. How disgusting as a university do you have to be? You claimed that you are not discriminating. You claimed that you allow health exemptions or religious exemptions, but you're not. You're lying. You're blatantly lying, and people are going along with it. And again, when is enough going to be enough? When are people going to say, okay, you know, it's not my child now, but it's going to be my child in the future. And if you give them an inch, they're going to take 10 miles. This is what they always do. It starts with a vaccine in your child now. What's going to happen in a year from now? We're not going to be able to buy, sell, go to the grocery store and participate in normal life.
And it doesn't give you your normal life back.
It never does. We just heard reports
pushing for monthly boosters on this.
Yeah.
Thing.
Oh yeah. Monthly boosters. Right. Which is just the joke of the century. They also, you know, just today, it's funny because they're saying how you have to get the vaccine in one breath. And then in the other breath, they're saying just now in Australia, before it was Britain, but in Australia, the numbers have just come out where over half of the people that are hospitalized now for the Delta variant are now, they're fully vaccinated. And most of the people now that are dying, that are hospitalized, are fully vaccinated. So what the hell is the point? And meanwhile, they're coming up with all these new scary sounding names like the Epsilon variant and the Delta variant, the Beta variant. I mean, they're going through the whole Greek alphabet. It's, at this point, it sounds like just a sleazy frat club, you know, sweeping through the nation. But we have to come up with a point, a line where we're going to be in the streets by the hundreds of thousands or the millions protesting this bullshit until we stop it. Because, Stu, yeah, they're doing it in other countries, and they're stopping traffic, and they're making stuff happen. But when do Americans become so uncomfortable that we actually start protesting by the millions and making stuff happen instead of just one-off story here and there, like this Olivia girl going on the news and then it just getting swallowed and disappeared the next day? We cannot.
She'll be labeled crazy. She'll be labeled, and this will be, well, she had her previous condition from a different vaccine. It's not this one. As a matter of fact, this vaccine might make her better. This will change her for the better. 99.9% of COVID deaths were unvaccinated. You have to get vaccinated.
Right. And then they just said that they're going to lock us down for round two, COVID round two, right? And blame all the unvaxxed people for it. And then we have this complete caste system now of the vaxxed and then the unvaxxed, the untouchables, the filthies, which we will soon become. But I will gladly take that. Fact check this. You come to my house and you try to jab me in the arm, you're going to look at a barrel in that door. I mean, Stu, I'm not going to put up with it anymore, and neither should anyone else.
She's firing shots here. Whoa.
Everywhere today. It's Friday. I'm frisky.
Get her book. Taking Back America. Get her book. It's Taking Back America. It's available at DeannaLorraine.com. Have a great weekend, my dear, and we will see you on
Thank
Monday.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely disgusting. I hope that you guys take this story and you share it far and wide. There are billions of global citizens that deserve to see this. And BYU ought to be put on blast in front of the world stage for showing you that they are part of this globalist movement to get a needle in every arm. They want you dead. There's no other explanation for it. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of people are dead, millions injured as a result of this thing. Here is a previously vaccine-injured young woman, her lifelong dream completely crushed because of the globalists at BYU. Shame on you. Help promote a positive and healthy, strong immune system by going to keystolife.shop right now, featuring this product right here, IGF-1. IGF-1 is naturally found in your body. No, this is not a steroid. No, it's not illegal. And no, it will not hurt you. The IGF-1 that's naturally in your body, as we age, it naturally decreases. The production goes down, so you need to supplement it just like you would supplement anything else in your diet with, say, oh, I don't know, a multivitamin, something like that. Go to keystolife.shop right now and check out the way that we are making men again. That's right. Men specifically, as they are trying to demasculinize us, water us down, tame the resistance by making men more feminine. You can fight that, combat that as the natural levels of IGF-1 decrease in your body while you age. You can supplement that just like you supplement anything else. And it's not just that. There's great products for women over there too. Products that promote healthy weight loss for women, for men, lean muscle gain for women, for men, sleep aids for women and for men. Go to keystolife.shop right now. The keys, the number two, life.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to keystolife.shop. Well, according to an article published at redvoicemedia.com, the Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett dropped a bomb during his testimony surrounding the crucial, pivotal, absolutely critical Arizona election audit. Bennett testified about the issues that he and his team were dealing with in trying to locate serial numbers to make certain that duplicate ballots were only counted once. He said, quote, "We found, I would have to say, thousands of duplicate ballots where those serial numbers are not on them. So it's created difficulty trying to match up a duplicated ballot to its duplicate." Senate President Karen Fan asked Bennett if the corresponding numbers weren't on the ballots, how could he and his team know how many times it was duplicated? And Bennett told her that there was really no way to tell. Well, we aren't sure what might come of that or what it all means in the grand scheme of things, but it sure has a whole lot of people talking. So, of course, we want to talk about it. We'll go straight to the source once again. Eliminating any confusion or hearsay, that's what we're all about. We welcome Arizona's GOP chairwoman, Dr. Kelly Ward. Dr. Ward, thank you so much for making the time for us today. We really appreciate it.
Stu, it's great to be with you. And yes, and one question that Senate President Fan did not ask is, how do we even know that ballots that are marked as duplicates that don't have originals, that they actually are valid votes at all? Maybe they were just created out of thin air. Arizona state law requires that those serial numbers be prominently placed on both the original and the duplicate so that they can be easily matched up. We have a bunch of things marked duplicate, but no originals that go with them. And that to me is very suspicious.
So understanding how detrimentally important election integrity is as a whole, specifically how crucial the Arizona audit is for the future of our entire constitutional republic, tell our audience, how likely is it, in your opinion, that Americans will soon know the truth about the 2020 election?
You know, I can tell you this. I am going to do everything in my power to make sure that the word gets out, that this entire report is put out into the public so that we know what happened in Arizona and Maricopa County in particular in 2020. Back to those duplicate ballots, just for one second. We had a court case. I had a court case against Maricopa County. It was the only case, I believe, in the entire election season that actually got to look at evidence. And the judge threw us a bone. I know he didn't think we'd find anything. We got to look at 100 ballots, okay, duplicated ballots. In that sample of 100 ballots, we found a 3% swing to President Trump. One of the ballots had been filled out by the original person for Trump, and the Nice County employee that copied the ballot exactly for that person accidentally, on purpose, fraudulently, we don't know, marked the ballot for Biden. In another case, the voter voted for Trump and the person duplicating the ballot just left it blank. These are serious concerns, and that's why this audit is so important.
So there's absolutely unequivocally fraud that occurred. We see that. The number 410 has been thrown around, Trump landslide, all of these things. But 81 million people, we are supposed to believe, voted for President Joe Biden. It's ridiculous. I mean, the notion that anybody would accept that is astronomically mind-blowing. It's eye-popping, but we're dealing with it. We have to deal with it objectively. So everybody's fighting this. I mean, the Democrats, the globalists, the deep state, and GOP people, deep-rooted, deep-seated, bought and paid for fake GOP rhinos are fighting this thing tooth and nail. How do we resolve this? What do you see as a resolve? Sure.
Well, I mean, I think one thing is to be very involved in the Republican Party yourself. I know it's frustrating. Believe me, I've been an outsider. I've never been the darling of the RNC, because whenever I first went onto the national stage, I took on John McCain in my first race. And the people that are established do not like that. They still don't like it. And you have to change things from the inside. I can tell you that conservatives don't generally get elected to be the chairman of a state party. And so, but that's where we need to be able to have that strong, principled voice at our state level. And then also taking that to the national level, involving the grassroots, and then getting things done, changing the culture of those organizations that have had full control over money, power, et cetera. And bringing that back to the people, the conservative people of this country.
So we've talked to Bobby Payton. We've talked to Jovan Pulitzer. We've talked to Liz Harris. We've talked to a lot of people that are really doing everything that they can, being met everywhere they go with resistance. I mean, this is a full-on attack. Are you concerned about actual violence in Arizona as we get closer and closer, as information continues to come out in the public? Let me just ask you this. Is it intentionally being trickled so as to avoid that? Is this thing being slowed down on purpose to warm people up to the idea that, hey, there is imminent fraud that's going to be displayed here in Arizona? Or is it really just that cumbersome of a process that we just really are being fed everything that's coming out of Arizona and we just have to deal with these delays?
You know, I certainly hope it never comes to violence, but you don't know what's going to happen. You know, we want to settle things here in the United States very civilly at the ballot box. But when people are unsure of the legitimacy of the ballot box, then things become unstable. They become much more volatile. And so I personally am doing everything in my power to keep people calm, to let them know that, yes, this process is difficult. And Maricopa County has made it much more difficult for the people doing the audit because they refuse to cooperate. Just like yesterday during the audit hearing that was held by the Arizona State Senate, the Maricopa County Twitter account, we don't know who it's run by, was putting out asinine things trying to justify what was being said in the hearing when they could actually just be communicating with the Arizona State Senate and with the auditors, answering questions that come up because of the mismanagement that Maricopa County Elections and the Board of Supervisors have done over time. Then we could actually be able to restore voter confidence and make sure that we do have integrity in our elections in Maricopa County. That's the first domino to fall, Stu. I think we should look at the entire state of Arizona, the counties that Trump won and the counties that Biden supposedly won. And then we should look all around the country at what happened in 2020, because until we assure people that things are on the up and up, there's always that volatility that's under the surface.
Are you confident in saying that this isn't a case of just independent voter fraud, but that this is widespread systemic election fraud?
Well, yeah, I'm not an expert, but I can tell you it certainly looks fishy in the 6 or 7 states that were affected: Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, of course, and our neighbor Nevada. There were a lot of problems there where it was clear on the ground that President Trump was the front runner, was really running away with the election. And on election night, somehow the votes just came in almost 100% for Biden here, there, and all around the country. And in Arizona, we had trouble. We couldn't even find out how many votes had actually been cast. Every day we were finding, you know, that there were more votes that were just happened to be found, more votes that happened to be found. And that seems very strange to me. It seems like our elections departments should know how many votes were cast on election night.
So how about a feeling question? Okay. And I know you got to run, but I would like to believe that for every American, regardless of your political ideologies, regardless of your party affiliation, you would like to know as an American that your vote counts. Brave young men and women sign on the dotted line. They go and they assume the risk of making the ultimate sacrifice for this country in hellhole countries, dying in piles of spent shell casings to defend that right, among others, that quite possibly being one of the most pivotal, your right to vote. Mm-hmm. Who is it that is demonstrating this abundance of resistance to knowing whether or not votes count? Who are these people?
Right.
Where are they coming
right
from? How is an American genuinely saying, no, I don't want this looked into? Who are these people?
Right. Well, I mean, they either are people who are willing to lie, cheat, and steal in order to get their way politically, or they're a victim of the indoctrination of public schools, or, you know, they're just dyed-in-the-wool Democrats who are willing to be hypocrites in everything that they do. Because remember, the Democrats in 2016 were saying that there was fraud. They were saying there were problems with the election machines, including Dominion. as a military wife, my husband served for 33 years. People are willing to sacrifice to keep America free and for liberty. And what we're seeing under this Democrat administration that may not even be legitimate, let's be honest, is tyranny raising its ugly head in everything from COVID to censorship on social media and beyond.
Speaking of COVID, censorship, we're now seeing that there's a solar storm headed towards planet Earth at 14.5 million kilometers per hour. Could wipe us all out. We're seeing a lot of things like this. Are these, in your opinion, meant as distractions away from what is so crucially important right now, which is your audit in Arizona?
Well, I'm sure that the Democrats, the mainstream media, the elites, the globalists would love to distract people all around the world, not just in the United States, but everywhere, away from what happened in 2020. Many of these people, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, they want to just say, well, whatever happened in 2020 happened, we just need to move forward. If we don't know what happened in 2020 and we cannot assure our people that their vote does count, that only legal ballots will be counted, that people who want to delegitimize the system do not have more power than the people who actually have the right to vote, then I think all bets are off. So, watch for the storm, the solar storm, but realize that you have to keep your eye on the ball in Arizona, in Georgia, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Nevada, because we got to get to the bottom of 2020.
Well, they shut off the power. They shut off the internet in Cuba. Freedom protesters no longer have any means of communication there. Interesting connections, by the way, who developed that internet system in Cuba, if you want to look into that. And I'm fearing that that may happen here as these things heat up. The solar storm might be a convenient reason to shut off your internet. Jen Psaki said today that she believes that if you're banned from one social media platform, you should be banned from all of them. As a military wife, we hope that you pass on our thanks for the service that your husband has given to our country. We certainly appreciate that. And also, we want to thank you for your commitment to this fight in Arizona. I trust that you'll keep us updated as you have been. You're fighting and you have our full support. If there's any way that somebody wants to help, where can they go to find what is being requested of? Where can they find updates? What's a good resource for people? Because we know there's a lot of mis- and disinformation out there.
Right. Well, the Republican Party of Arizona, we have touted that we are an America First party. We were the first that came out as a state party saying we are about America First. You can find updates there every day at AZGOP on basically all the social media platforms. Of course, you can follow me at Kelly Ward AZ, Kelly with an I, because I care about the people. So at Kelly Ward AZ, love to see people there, love to interact. And know that I'm not going to stop fighting. I'm not going to be shamed. I'm not going to be silenced. This is too important. Our republic is too important. The future for my children, my grandchildren, everyone's future is too important. It's on the line.
Well, I'm glad that you recognize that, because that's why it's incredibly important to me as a father of three children. And we are walking alongside of real patriots here. This is the people's bullhorn. You see, I'm just the guy with the microphone, but I'm speaking on behalf of millions of heroes that walk alongside of us every day who have kids, and we care about their future as well. Dr. Kelly Ward, thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu. Have a great day.
Well, I was really pleased when a listener reached out to me. He sent me an email. His name is Sean Galloway. Sean Galloway is a very talented music artist, and he said that he had put together a song. I shared it in my Telegram channel, but I wanted to share it on today's live show. This is Sean Galloway, Hands Off.
They want to test a vaccine on our baby, with or without our consent, when we know the rate of survival is over 99.9%. They're twisting the words of our fathers, making their play for control before they destroy what's remaining. It's time we let them know. Hands off our children. Hands off their minds. line. Hands off our freedoms. Hands off, on this hill we'll die, fighting for our children. Hands off, this time you've crossed the line. Stop teaching them hate and division. Bring our kids back to the light. Let's raise one voice for the voiceless, protecting their innocent eyes. Hands off our children. Hands off their minds. Hands off their bodies. This time you've crossed the line. Hands off our freedoms. Hands off, on this hill we'll die, fighting for our children. Get your hands off. This time you've crossed the line. The line. We're fighting for our children. Get your hands off. This time you won't cross our line.
Awesome. That is Sean Galloway. You can find that video, Hands Off, on Rumble. And what an amazing video that is. Boy, that just actually, it tears me up watching those kids. This is the reason why we are here. I want to thank you all also for allowing this program to grow. It is because of you that the People's Bullhorn is becoming extremely prolific. It is everywhere. I see it all over TikTok, people bootlegging, screen recording, sharing on BitChute. I was told by the SGT report in an interview over there today that they're seeing me absolutely everywhere, and that's humbling. That means that you are doing your job. I'm no hero, but I'm walking alongside millions of you every single day. I want to remind you that you can go to StuPeters.shop. StuPeters.shop is where the StuPeters.tv shirt is. You can red pill everybody. They're going to say, hey, what is that? What is the StuPeters.tv stuff? And you have the opportunity then to tell them. 100% made in the USA. That's right. 100% American-made shirt. It's red. It's white. It'll go with your MAGA gear perfectly. Thank you very much for all of the support. Well, of course, it is Friday, which makes it Finance Friday here on the Stu Peters Show, which is why shortly we will bring in Carlos Cortez from Cortez Wealth Management. He's a Stu Peters Show contributor and the chief sponsor here. But it made me reflect on a conversation, being that it's Finance Friday, that I was having until like midnight last night. And I'm glad that Carlos is here. I was on the phone with Lynn Wood, the very targeted Lynn Wood, the tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist liar Lynn Wood. That's what the globalists would like for you to believe. And that's why even judges in Michigan are attacking this guy's sanctions. The guy didn't even put his name on any lawsuits or any filings in the state of Michigan, but they are targeting him. That is what the globalists do. And he was mentioning the stock market. We're bringing in Carlos now because I want you to hear this, Carlos. He was mentioning the stock market. It's up, up, up. Despite the fact that the job reports are bad, that doesn't matter. COVID-19 knocks people out. Millions of people dead. That doesn't matter. Small businesses, the backbone of the U.S. American economy, shut down over this COVID thing, permanently closing. It means nothing to the Wall Street gangsters. It means nothing to the speculators. It means nothing to the Biden idiocracy. It means nothing to the market. Up, up, up. Building materials, up. The cost of real estate, through the roof. People are selling their houses. They have nowhere to go. We're making America renters again. None of this matters. Unemployment, jobs, none of it. The market continues to explode. What goes up must come down. And Lynn was saying last night, this is going to be the final blow. This is what's going to crush people, because when they have nothing else left, they're going to look to their nest egg. And when that is gone, you're going to see incredible damage done, detrimentally, irreversibly, irreparably done to the American economy. To that, you say what?
Thanks for having me, Stu. So yeah, a lot of market manipulation out there. First and foremost, I we're getting a lot of calls, and people don't just believe in our current economy right now. It's like falsified. Like you said, Stu, people are getting jabbed. They're getting this financial, I'm sorry, this false sense of security. The economy is booming. They want to take that away from Trump and give it to Biden. So I feel the market's going to continue to rise, whatever they throw at it, inflation, you know, discrepancies with the vaccine, the doctors on that you've been eloquently reporting on, exposing everything, the Arizona votes. I mean, you throw all these things, Black Lives Matter, it really doesn't matter what you throw at the market. They're not going to make Biden look bad. And you got to start thinking like a globalist. But what our patriots need to do, and this is for our patriots that love God and country and family. I don't really like doing business with people that voted for Biden because they don't know how to do math. But I will say this, you need to learn how to protect your principal. You got to de-risk. The market's way too volatile. Quit chasing returns and really get a hold on your assets. And so when you contact us, we're going to talk about two different buckets, a safe growth bucket and a traded bucket that's 100% liquid. And so we're able to offer solutions to people that are afraid of you know, the market coming back down, like you and Lynn Wood were talking about. It has to come back down. Can't keep on printing money and inflation rising for it not to come down. That's common sense.
I mean, even the most educated investors know this is not good. We cannot sustain a market that continues to increase exponentially like it has been. The cost of goods, I mean, you just look at what it's doing to you at the gas pump. Look what it's doing to you in the checkout line at the supermarket. I mean, the market is representative of everything else. I was just having a conversation this morning about the people that work at these fast food restaurants. So they're making so much money now. Well, that's because their obligations have increased so exponentially. I mean, yes. Yeah, they're making this now, but the rent at their studio apartment is this now. So they're still just as broke as they were before. So the market is just a manipulative tool that the propagandists push on your TV screen every day down in the lower right-hand corner with a big green box and a white arrow pointing up, 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 up every single day. And it's going to come down, and it's going to come down hard.
Yeah,
and I think so, that's a pretty bold stance that you say that you don't want to do business with Democrats. I applaud you for that. Hey, they can keep me out of their business if I'm not wearing an ineffective face diaper. They can demand that I show them proof of my inoculation, the mark of the beast, to come into their business. So good on you. Good on you for saying that.
Yeah, no problem. And if I have time, I will say something real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
We're getting a lot of calls with people that are not really interested in making a ton of money in the market. They want to protect their money. And so last few days I've been talking about the questions you should be asking your advisor. Who'd you vote for? Number one, who'd you vote for? Number two, who's trading my account? Is it a money manager? Is it the advisor, which is scary? Is it a robot? Number three, what'd you do in 2008? Did you lose everything? And number four, and most importantly, what is my risk score, Ms. and Mr. Advisor? What is my standard deviation? And if it's high or if they don't know, you're going to possibly potentially lose a boatload of money in the next correction when it does happen, because it will happen.
And if they stutter when they're trying to answer the questions, that means they're lying because they're a communist. That's what communists do. Communists are going to communize. Do business with a God-fearing patriot and independent fiduciary that only does well if you do. He can keep all of your business right here in the United States. Visit him at CortezWM.com or go to AmericanFirstRetirementPlan.com. Enter the password Cortez to get into one of his free classes. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Folks, remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Have a great weekend. And when they come for the car, save the radar!